All right. Hello, everybody. Coming to you live and in person here from the infield of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Hope you can hear me all right. Trying not to get run over by a car or a golf cart. Trying not to get run over by all these vehicles. Corey Heim whips the field again here at Gateway. He joked in the post-race presser that he went back-to-back here technically because he couldn't run this race last year because of the illness. So yeah, he goes back-to-back here at Gateway. Leads 65 of this race's, 160 laps. No overtime, no shenanigans. MRN's Steve Post came back in the media center after this race and said, of all the truck races we've called, that was certainly one of them. I'd probably agree, not an extraordinary race, just fine. The weather delay kind of left a sour taste in everybody's mouth. The TV ratings for this race are going to be tanked because Xfinity and trucks ran at the same time. There's a concert going on down here too. I think Ludacris is out here right now. Ratings probably aren't going to be great for this race, but at least we got it in. We're sitting there in the media center for like 3 hours waiting for this thing to go green. And, you know, we're just sitting there like nothing to report, nothing going on. Kind of frustrating. But they got the race in. That's the important thing. They got it in. I'll try to do a post-race show tonight about Shane Van Gisbergen's big day. He wins in Portland. Can't say I saw that one coming. I thought he'd finish top five. I didn't have him winning. So that was big. But this truck race, Steve Post hit the nail on the head. It was just fine. Like, nothing big happened. It went by like under 2 hours, I think, once the green flag flew. Like, it was really quick. Majeski led 43 laps, won the first two stages. But then once, you know, you give Corey Heim clean air, control of the race, a fast truck, which he always has. And he's Corey Heim. He's the best prospect in NASCAR, at least in my opinion. You give him those advantages, it's game over. It's game over. Like, that's what happens. Like, he had the lead on the final run. Lane Riggs said in his post-race interview that dirty air was just too extreme today for much to happen.
Yeah, for sure. I think that we made the most of our day. I didn't think we had a fifth-place truck. Honestly, track position was just really, really strong here. And I think if I would have got out front early in the race, I kind of would have known that. But in the dirty air here with these trucks, it's just really bad, especially early in the race when everybody's running the bottom. Like, you have to run the bottom. You know, started widening out some. I started running the top three and four, a little higher in 1 and 2, and I was able to make some moves and ground. But nonetheless, great day for everybody at Prep Motorsports. Chris Lawson was my crew chief today. He did a great job kind of flipping the end right there to get us in track position. And it seemed like wherever you came out of the pits is about where you were going to run. So they did a great job putting me up there. It's a lot easier to pass on pit road than the racetrack. But I was just thankful we have any communications, all my guys, for getting me out here on the racetrack. And we need more finishes like this every single weekend consistently.
I mean, I haven't seen coins, but how do you feel with four races left?
Oh yeah, we got to win a race. That's that's all we're doing. That's all we're focused on. And you know, I don't even know where we're at in the standings, but I'm still learning a lot. I think if I would have known what I knew at the end of the race today, at the beginning, would have applied that, I would have organically been able to pass on the racetrack a little bit better. But nonetheless, a big learning day for me and my guys. But we brought it home in one piece and solid top five finish.
Lane, this is your second top five finish in the last three races. You know, I know it's not a win like you guys probably need to make the postseason, like you mentioned, but does this just build confidence and make you feel better about your chances of winning a race going forward?
It is. I think we're just finally hitting our stride like we need to. I mean, we showed that at Wilkesboro. I mean, I think we're going to finish inside the top 10 pretty easily at Charlotte, had bad luck, and that's been the story of the season, just bad luck. But I think the past, you know, 4, 5, 6 races, we've really just started to hit our stride, be more consistent. I'm getting more used to the truck. Me and my crew chief are bonding better, and it just really takes time. I mean, I'm a rookie. I'm still doing the best I can, and I'm just glad to be out here on the racetrack racing with these veterans.
But, I mean, even when he was at a disadvantage with everybody on tires, it just felt like he was in control, because he was. And I know he has fast trucks, I know he has a great team, but dude, that pit crew redeemed themselves. He was yelling to Scott Zipidelli on the radio, pit me now. He pitted early. Corey Heim short pitted from the lead. You don't see that happen. Usually when guys short pit on a run when they're desperate, they short pit from like 9th, 14th. Not from the lead, but he did it. It worked. Trust in your instincts. Just another reason why I think Corey Heim is Cup Series ready. I might not have said that at the start of this season, but he's 21 years old, and he's won 4 truck races this year. Could have been 5. Got DQ'd last week. He's still on the hunt for the regular season title despite that. He probably could have won 7 or 8 races. We've run 12 in the Truck Series. He probably could have won 7 or 8 of them, legitimately. So, it's the best prospect in the sport right now, hands down. Ekis, Sanchez, they're all great in the Truck Series. Nick Sanchez had his 7th top 5 today. Christian Ekis, I think, scoring pylon still lit up. It is. Where did Ekis finish? I can't tell. 4th maybe? I'm a little far away. But, no, Corey Heim's just in a, he's a different breed, man. He's in a league of his own when it comes to the Truck Series. I texted a friend a couple weeks ago watching Charlotte. And I know he lost the race, but he dominated, won the first 2 stages, just pulled away so easy from his teammate and equal equipment. The Truck Series is the Corey Heim Invitational now. I know it's not. I don't know with this championship format, it'd be really easy for him to lose the championship. But even just the year-over-year growth we've seen from him, think about it. Last year, you know, he only won 2 races. I say only. I mean, he won twice. But made the championship 4, still looked really good. As I try to go the right way without getting run over again. He's the championship favorite this year, and I know a litany of things could go wrong in this playoff format that make him lose the title, but dude, there's nobody better in the Truck Series right now than this guy. Ain't nobody better, so let me not get run over by the vehicles. That's the first task here. I'll be back here tomorrow, hopefully doing another one of these like walk and talk-esque shows. I gotta make sure I don't get run over through the tunnel. But I'll be back here tomorrow for the Cup race. Wrapping up my final thoughts on this truck race before I get drowned out by the Ludacris concert. Congrats to Corey Heim, another dominant performance. I talked to Denny this morning, and he said he has a tremendous amount of confidence in Corey Heim. Obviously makes sense. There's a reason he's put him in that 3rd Cup car at Nashville. Tremendous young man and driver. Riggs, a much needed good run. Sanchez, another great run. Don't have many more thoughts than that. It's harder to follow a race, honestly, when you're on pit road in the media center and all that. But I'm going to let y'all go. Show tomorrow, hopefully another one tonight for the Xfinity race. Reporting live from the Ludacris concert, I'm Samuel Subs with Below the Line. Goodbye. Have a great night, everybody.